Yeah. Well, when I was a migrant crossing the desert plain, my daughter in a backpack that I'd made out of plants, my wife I left behind me with our baby at her breast, and her aging mother in an aging canvas tent. Go for help, they begged, with tears all in their eyes, and my homeless brethren's sandals, while nails rained from the sky. Our hands, our feet, our hearts, ain't they all the same? If you left out here with me, wouldn't you feel the rain? Thirsty, living in my home, and the water taps gave out poison, so I couldn't drink none. When the neighbors all around me turned their thirsty eyes downtown, the company that carried the blame wouldn't even hear us out. Our hands, our feet, our hearts, ain't they all the same? Out here with me, wouldn't you feel the rain? When I was so sick and I couldn't catch my breath, and all the air around me was all tinted with my death, no one could come near me, and I was all alone, my pockets filled with money and nothing to spend it on. Our hands, our feet, our hearts, ain't they all the same? If you were left out here with me, wouldn't you feel the rain? Helpless, I had lost my voice, and I was so frightened by all the hateful noise. When I couldn't bear to raise my head above the safety of the mud, and I simply sank below the surface, never to come up. Thank you.
must not loiter in the glen, in the haunts of goblin men. Maids heard the goblins cry, come buy our orchard fruits, come buy, come buy our orchard fruits, come buy. Apples and quinces, lemons and oranges, plump up at cherries, melons and raspberries, blue gouty peaches, swart-headed mulberries, wild free-bowl cranberries, crab apples, dewberries, pineapples, blackberries, apricots, strawberries, all right together in summer weather. Morning and evening maids heard the goblins cry, come by our orchard fruits, come by, come by our orchard fruits, come by, come by.
Evening by evening among the brookside rushes, together in the cooling weather, with clasping arms and cautioning lips, with tingling cheeks and fingertips, lie close, Laura said, pricking up her golden head. We must not look at goblin men, we must not buy their fruits. Upon what soil they fed their hungry, thirsty roots.
Come by, called the goblins, hobbling down the glen. Come by your orchard fruits from the goblin men. Come by your orchard fruits from the goblin.
Laura, Laura, you should not peep at goblin men. Lizzie covered up her eyes, covered close lest they should look. Laura reared her glossy head and whispered like the restless brook. Look, Lizzie, down the glen tramp little men. One holds a basket, one bears a plate, one lugs a golden dish of many pounds weight. No, said Lizzie, no, 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 their offers should not charm us. No, said Lizzie, no, 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 their evil gifts would harm us. She thrust a dimpled finger in each ear, shut eyes and ran. Curious Laura chose to linger, wondering at each merchant man.
One had a cat's face, one whisked a tail, one tramped at a rat's pace, one crawled like a snail. One like a wombat, frown, obtuse and furry, one like a rakel, tumbled, hurry, scurry. She heard a voice like the voice of a dove, cooing together, full of love. Heard the goblins cry, come buy our orchard fruits, come buy, come buy our orchard fruits, come buy, come buy.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Good evening. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We heard a show stopper by W.H. Lung, otherwise known as Thomas Charquette and Joseph Evans, taken from the melodic album Vanities. Before that, we heard from Julian Littman with the Goblin Market Music, a special CD drop in honor of John Matthews' tarot deck, Goblin Market. And we heard Temptation there. The main singer was Jane Milligan. Before that, Charlie Parr gave us Rain from Last of the Better Days Ahead. And the Sons of Kemet gave us In Remembrance of Those Fallen and Let the Circle Be Unbroken. Well, this sounds exactly like what we're supposed to be doing here. So we'll hear from the Felice Brothers.
Wash all the pots and linens, find a psychoanalyst, go to the bank and deposit checks, sweep up the shattered dish, return everything that I've borrowed. Jacket, defy all natural laws. Oh, can sow better homes and gardens. Oh, admire
Well, that seems like a fitting introduction. When last I was here, we got halfway through the Introduction on Tyranny, 20 Lessons from the 20th Century. And so we'll continue with History Can Familiarize and It Can Warn. In the late 19th century, just as in the late 20th century, the expansion of global trade generated expectations of progress. In the early 20th century, as in the early 21st, these hopes were challenged by new visions of mass politics in which a leader or a party claimed to directly represent the will of the people. European democracies collapsed into right-wing authoritarianism and fascism in the 1920s and 30s. The communist Soviet Union, established in 1922, extended its model into Europe in the 1940s. The European history of the 20th century shows us that societies can break, democracies can fall, ethics can collapse, and ordinary men can find themselves standing over death pits with guns in their hands. It would serve us well today to understand why. Both fascism and communism were responses to globalization, to the real and perceived inequalities it created, and the apparent helplessness of the democracies in addressing them. Fascists rejected reason in the name of will, denying objective truth in favor of a glorious myth articulated by leaders who claimed to give voice to the people. Sound familiar? They put a face on globalization, arguing that its complex challenges were the result of a conspiracy against the nation. Fascists ruled for a decade or two, leaving behind an intact intellectual legacy that grows more relevant by the day. Communists ruled for longer, for nearly seven decades in the Soviet Union, and more than four decades in much of Eastern Europe. They proposed rule by a disciplined party elite with a monopoly on reason that would guide society toward a certain future according to supposedly fixed laws of history. We might be tempted to think that our democratic heritage automatically protects us from such threats. This is a misguided reflex. In fact, the precedent set by the founders demands that we examine history to understand the deep sources of tyranny and to consider the proper responses to it. Americans today are no wiser than the Europeans who saw democracy yield to fascism, Nazism, or communism in the 20th century. Our one advantage is that we might learn from their experience. Now is a good time to do so. This book, called On Tyranny by Timothy Snyder, presents 20 lessons from the 20th century adapted to the circumstances of today. And I think we might have time to get through the first lesson, which is, I'm not actually sure about that. That is actually one of the longer ones. Do not obey in advance. So we will continue on with some music. And this comes from the Sons of Kemet, Your Queen is a Reptile. We'll be right back.
There it goes, the heartbeat of time. Creating a telling old chime. Well, hours to days and days into years. Memories, memories to tears. Trying to make it all real. Learning to knowledge, if that's the ideal. Inspiration to life and life into death. Into eternity, we take our last breath. I'm gonna shine. Gonna shine. Cold blows the wind over my true love.
turn back to your grave. These lips, they are as cold as clay. My breath is heavy and strong. If you were to kiss these lily white lips, your life would not be long. Oh, don't you remember the garden grove where once we used to walk? Go pick me the finest flower of them all. It will wither to a storm. Deep, bring water from stone, bring white milk from a virgin's breast, that baby never born on. And go dig me a grave, both wide and deep, dig it as quick as you may, that I may lay down and take a long sleep for 12 months and
Bellowhead with Cold Blows the Wind from Reassembled. Before that was Eileen Ivers with Shine from her new album Scatter the Light. And prior to that, we heard the Sons of Kemet doing My Queen is Harriet Tubman from Your Queen is a Reptile. We just have time for a couple of announcements here. The Burren has Lily Black Friday with special guests American Inc. Tonight at 7. And on the 27th, they'll have Say Darling. Chris Trapper with special guest Canyon will be there on December 3rd and December 4th at 7 p.m. Will Daly, the show was sold out on the 20th and also on the 10th, and they had a third show added on the 9th, so be sure and get there to get tickets. And they're also having a Lunasa in next month. We'll be going out of here with Eileen Ivers and Chase the Blues Away. Please stay tuned for Music for Birds or our fine automaton and DJ.
Santa works all day in his workshop, making a lot of games and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he could be. There's just one stupid